Safiyot, holding Pesach Kehem, Safiyot. The Rishayim discuss that if you give a kli, a very common case, or somewhat common case, you give a kli to goy to fix it, or you give a kli to goy to make it. So there's a second Bava Kama, Uman Kan Rishvah Kli, that the second Bava Kama is discussing that if a Uman is misakin a kli, he fixes a kli, or he makes the kli, do you say the Pesach is that the Uman is Koyin Rishvah Kli, and he has a Bailas in it? Or when Uman works on something, he fixes something up, it's not the Pesach that he owns the actual Kli. The Pesach is, you have to pay him for his job. And the Gemara makes common nafkamina has been the Gaelish out of Uman Kerm Mishvah Kli. So let me say, that would be nafkamina over here, also the way nafkamina is. If you hold that Uman, when he works on something, he does not hold the Etzem Kli, therefore if you give it to Gaelish worker to go ahead and fix the Kli or to make a Kli, so all you owe him is money. It's not that he owns the Etzem Gufa Kli. The Gufa Kli is Yisrael. And you're just paying him to make the Kli. So therefore, it's possibly not going to be Kai to his Kalim. On its side, you hold that Uman is yes, Kone Shvach Kli, that he owns the actual Kli. So on that, Nechel Kori Shainim, do we say that, possibly try to say that Vayim Mikhaev to his Kalim? Why he gave the money to a guy to make a Kli, or the guy use stuff to make it. So he owns the Etzem Chilik of the Kli. Now when I'm paying him for his job, so it's like I bought it from a guy, and being that I bought it from a guy, therefore it's going to be chayim in tefiyas kelim. Tosfos says on Vezodaf Ein Hamavei that you can be potter. Why? Doesn't say 100% exactly why, but he says it's not dumi the ma'aseh shehaya, and the ma'aseh shehaya was totally a guy. Here it's not totally a guy, and therefore Tosfos says that you're not going to be chayim in that type of situation. Now, what will be the... So, Kitzur, to part you, we can say a couple of them as far as. We can say, Uman's not Kone Shvach Kli. That's side number one, which is Mechogig Rishonim, Svek Adina, Shulchan Aruch, and Shin Bav Sif Dalet, also Evan Ezer, it's a Svek Adina. So, one side to say, Uman is not Kone Shvach Kli. Even on the side, Uman Kone Shvach Kli, still, Tosfos says, the Ritzvah says maybe going to be Chayev, Tosfos is going to be Potter. Now, in Tosfos, there's different ways to understand it. One way to understand Tosfos, the reason why he's going to be Potter is because... Even outside Uman Kone Shvach Kli, but the question is that cool? He's the Bailam on the Kli? Does he own the actual Kli, or he has some type of schus in the Kli? Because even on the side that the Uman gets a Shvach Kli, does he, Lav Davke means they own the actual Kli. It means he has a schus in the Kli, and he has a shibur on the Kli, and he has some type of din in the Kli. And it's not just the Bailam, the owner of Ad is the Yisrael. Just because the Goy was Mashbiach the Kli, not the Pshat that the Imam owns the Kli, and therefore, it's not be enough to mechayev. There's another mahalach that's based on the ksais in Shinvav, Sivis, have a discussion. On the side, Uman Kone Shvach Kli, does he own the actual Kli, or just own the Shvach? If you say just own the Shvach, then who's the absolute Kli? Whose is it?
It is.
Yes, he is. Therefore, his posh is not going to be chayev. He only owns the Shvach. What do you say? The part which may be better, and it doesn't own the actual chefs of the Kli. If you hold that he owns the actual Kli, then we could clear and decide maybe Uman yes kind of Shvach Kli, and therefore maybe he's going to banter. All right, so the Torah brings down the Shitas, whether Uman kind of Shvach Kli, whether we chayv and we potter. So the Machlikas between the Bach and the Beis Yosef of the Mechaba had to understand. It's hot, huh? It's stopping. There's a Machlikas in the Bach. The Bach and the Beis Yosef had to understand what the Machlikas is. The Bach understands the Machlekes is talking about Dafka in a situation where the Goy gave the materials in order to go ahead and make the Kli. When the Goy made the materials to make the Kli, so if the Goy put his stuff into the Kli, so over there we say the Goy, it's Maimid. The lesson over there also in the Torah is Maimid. So the Bach says Maimid means that part of the Kli is owned by the Goy and he's Maimid the Kli. So somewhere the Goy put in the stuff, the kesef for the kli, and that's going to be machlekes. Do you say that the ikur kli shal yisrael, therefore it's not going to be chayav tefiyas kelim, or lemaisa, since the chelik of the kli is the goyz and it's maimed the kli, therefore it's going to be chayav. That's where the machlekes is. But if the kesef is going to be shal yisrael, b'chayav gavna, we're not going to say in that type of situation that's going to be chayav. That definitely is going to be potter. That's shita sabach. The Beis Yosef and the Mechaber is very did not understand the Mechlekes like that. The Beis Yosef and the Mechlekes is the case talking about where Yisrael gave the actual kesef to the Uman, and the nidin of the sigah is just the pula which the guy did. The guy did a pula. He took all of the materials, those little Jews' materials, and he assembled the kli. So being that the pula which he did, the action which he did, was mashbeach the kli, that's the mishayla. Being I did an action to mashbeach the kli, therefore maybe it's called the goy as a schus also on the kli. But it doesn't have to be that the actual materials is the goy. Notice when the basis is when the torah says ma'im the kli, the box of ma'im the kli, I mean it has to be that the physical item is the goy. Since we ma'im the kli, the basis is like that. The pshat is that the physical item is the goy. Hamadakli means that the pu'ula of the goy is ma'im the kli. The goy did an action which is ma'im the kli, and therefore that's the reason why it's considered shvach kli, and therefore it's going to be chayav or pata. So ketzim chayav brings down. Like the Beis Ma'alech, he shows us the Kesselman over Chavon Laslim and a Kli, and it's like Tefillah. Chayav holds like Tosfos that you don't need Tefillah, and Uman Kohen Shvach Kli is not going to be relevant over here, and therefore if you give Kesef to Uman, you give him the materials to make a Kli, you don't need Tefillah. Yesh Chayklin, that's going to be the Mitzvah. How do you pass it? Yesh Tovel Bracha. You should go in and Tovel Le Bracha. So kids are going to the Pesach of the Ramah, and the Pesach of the Beis Yisrael. So what comes out? If you give, you gave money to, you give the materials to Uman to make something for you, you buy all the materials, the guy makes it for you, over there, what's the halacha? You tell without a bracha.
So like an Israeli company that says that it doesn't
need
fuel and
that
they only have Jews working
there? No, we'll get that in a second, what the pshat is. Fine, there must be another case. Let's say some of the material is the goyis, right? That's some of the case of the bachlan machlekeses. The metal materials, mixas a kesef shenasam in a kli is the goy, and the goy made it. Over there, you need tefillah. Why is it with a bracha? You need tefillah. The shach says it's with a bracha, and the taz says it'll be bili bracha. Now the question is. Why is the pasuk? Why do you think? Why would you need to the bracha here? So the lashon sounds like that. The question is, well, the taz. Okay, so start the sheet is the taz. The taz says saying is the bli bracha. So what do we have here? If you just do a uman kind of b'shvakli alone without the material, what's the psak? Without a bracha. Maimid, what's the psak? Alone without anything. It's not because of maimed. The material which is not chayev, and material which is not, yeah, material which is not chayev, and you maimed it. What would come out by maimed? Without a bracha, most right. So what happened over here? Look at that. So maimed is b'li bracha. This is b'li bracha. So this should be b'li bracha. Why, you know, why should be any? Why should be any better? Why should we? Why do we need a bracha? So ma'isa the Ramah and the Shach need a little taish. What will be the havan of it? Why do we need a bracha? Ma'isa you have umikan shachli, which is b'li bracha. We have maimed, which is b'li. So what's the reason why it should be mechayev? So it stands along the lines of that the pshat is that let's say you have a kli which is a shukfas. You saw on the guy, they both own it. What's going to be the halacha in terms of whether you need tefillah kelim or not? What? So the Ramah in Sifyat Alf, the Amsura Ma Sifyat Alf yet? Okay, but anyhow, the Ramah in Sifyat Alf says, Yisrael, you guys waiting for me for a seder again? Yisrael, you don't need tefillah. It's a very important Ramah. I mean, every Ramah is important. But copy, I guess we'll discuss it next time. But it says, you saw a guy by a kli together does not need tefillah. Because being that the guy still owns it, it doesn't need tefillah. And afterwards, the Jew buys it from the guy, buys that a share, right? All shufas and break up eventually, right? Yeah. Shufas and break up. You bought it together. You and the Arab bought it together. So now, you own part, you own part. You only need tefillah because it's still by the guy. Afterwards, you buy from the guy, then it will now need tefillah. Because mine is by the guy, it does not need tefillah. So, it seems to be the understanding over here is that if the guy invested some of his kesef into the kli, so he's like a shutter from the kli. He owns a chilek of the kli. The thing that he owns a chilek of the kli, it's like a shutfus, and therefore, shutfus guy, the halach is going to pat to you. And therefore, what do you say?
Over here, you're paying him for the material that he's using. He's charging you for it. So it's like buying your back from him. He's not printing his material for free. He's charging material plus labor.
Who says plan is material?
No, that's the guess that we're talking about. There's a mix of a kesef and a kli shel yechavim, and he's That's why he needs tefillah with a bracha. That's what I'm standing. And there's one standing that originally the guy put in his stuff there, he's like a shutuf. Now I'm buying it off for him. And therefore, that's the reason why it's going to be chayiv in a bracha. That's what it sounds like from Halacha Davar and the Ramah. So come on, what do we have so far?
Now what's happening?
If
you're hiring someone to pick something, and he puts them apart, he charges.
So being that he owns that chilek of it, he owns that chilek. And therefore, it's called shufis. Now I buy it. Oh, now I'm paying off of it. It's called, he has a material, he owns that chilek of it. Now I'm buying off of him. Therefore, now comes chayiv with a bracha. So let's say you have a kli which breaks, and you give it to go to fix it. What was going to come out based on the sugya?
Did they put a bar or not?
What do you say?
Did they have to put in a bar or not?
So go slab. If you didn't have to put in a bar, what's going to be the halacha?
Huh?
Why no tefillah? No, what do they mean? Umen kainu shakli. So you still have to get the umen of chavim. You still have to kli. And it's like, yes, chalkin. The Ramah says, you're a bracha, right? So the kli is broken, and you got to fix a day guy, so it's going to need tefillah, a b'li bracha. Let's say he goes ahead and puts in a part, what should come out?
Yeah,
that'll be telling the Taz Shach. And according to the Ramah and the Pasha Shach, we might say b'chayev. We'll be chayev with the bracha. Fine. So there's a big kuach brought down in the Maisa Ischaz Nish and the Chilik Beis and Kuchla Meches that there was a story that Shlomo Zalman Olman, one of the greatest Dayanim in Bnei Brak, the mother of him, because they got married and Mr. Krauss went to visit him. So there was a knife over there, which the actual knife was from a Gresha company. The handle was put on the Yisrael.
They have like all the
Chalanets
like that.
Chalanets like that. Is that Chayim and Tvias Kayim or not? Do we say... What? No, do we say... What? What? What do you say?
What's the main part?
Okay. So now, you want to know, you asked before in terms of how does it work, all those things which say you don't need TSKM, what's going on? Why do they have these kumkums which say they're part of from TSKM? So, okay, first. So first let's handle, we'll come back to this, crackbox, that's what I have now. Okay, first let's handle in terms of, if you have a factory, Jewish workers, Jewish workers, all my Jews, all my going, what's going through the halacha? So the chakmas adam, brought down the Pesach Yitzhuva, Yisrael, Hamachzik, Shaisin, Tzchukes, Yishlei, Poylem, Levichabim, you have Jewish workers, Oy lehapech yeshus ma lekilim leisatzarich mutter l'shtamish b'li tefillah davisav darbanan klischuche isis machlekes leisatzarich yisimachan tzav darbanan tzarich leyachem neishizul lekuchem leksuchus shleivarcho tefillah leishamach zagatay vechavim v'apaylam vechavim. Chachazam wants to say that bein if the owner is a goy and the workers are Jewish, bein if the owner is a Jew and the workers are goyim, he wants to say that that's shani b'machlekes and klischuches leisatzarich he can be mekel. And now we talk. What? Leisat tzarich. He says leisat tzarich. Moshes nachak. So for the rabbanon, leisat tzarich. But the shtamish of bleit tefila. But at some he's not tzarich with it. But leisat tzarich, you're able to go ahead and be mikol. So let's go case by case. The Aruch Hashulchan says, and most places can say, let's go in a case where the guy owns it, and the Jewish is worker. Jews are working. So what will be inside over there to Patu from Kalem, Patu Tviskli. The Jew made it. Therefore, Uman Karina Bishvakli. Being Uman Karina Bishvakli. So, therefore, the Jew is called, the Jew owns it. And therefore, it's going to Patu, which that's a little bit hard. Why is that hard?
Because
definitely also the guy owns it, right? Yeah. And now, when we said Shiva's going, so it's going to be Chayiv, when you buy from him, so over here, even if we're coming to Kli, so why is it going to work? You had a Shari Bankel on the back, Hedek? Now, is it, you're the Taina?
Gedolso
owns it. You know, it's hard to, you know, that way around is definitely hard to understand. Let's go all the way around the Aruch HaShulchan. Sorry, in the Chakas Adam. He says if the Jew owns the factory and the Goyish, you have Goyish workers, which most companies are going to be like that, right? You have a bunch of, Jewish labor is expensive, you get Goyish workers. So what's going to be like over there? So what should come out just based on the Sugya? Now, well, let's go through as far as Jew owns it. If Goy is a worker, so if we say Umakam Yishrach, he'll be a what? Then it'll be Chayev without a bracha.
You consider him an independent.
No, so we got this. No, he still owns it. The Goy made it, right?
Okay,
all the parts owned by Yid, so what is that? I'm also Umakam Yishrach. So then I'm also be really bracha. Now, I'm just tricking you, because Be'atzem, not on purpose, Be'atzem, the workers in our Mitzvahs and factories, are either they're Uman or they're workers, or Pelem. Uman Kornish Vakli is somebody who's an Uman. Somebody's Dafka Uman. That is, he's an independent worker. He doesn't get paid by he's not working for me. He doesn't get paid by the hour. He gets paid by the job. He does work, he gets paid. He doesn't get work, he doesn't get paid. Somebody who's a Pel, somebody who's a worker, has no Sheikhis. That's not the independent thing. There's no tzad of worker where I'm paying to work for me 9 to 5 that he has a schutz in my kli. The only tzad is Uman where I'm paying him to do a job. So now we say, the pool what he does, he has a schutz in the kli, I'm buying him off the kli. But somebody who's working for me who's a poil, it's poshit, that there is no tzad that he is going to be considered Uman, that he has a schutz in that some kli. Just what time is this? Okay, 9 o'clock. 55. There's no tzad he has a schutz in that some kli. And therefore, like a shulch and others say, kipshute, the way it should be that, if either you go, baser, the owner of the factory. The owner of the factory is going to be a Jew. We're going to say that Allah is going to be Pater. The owner of the factory is a guy. Then one is going to be Chayev. Rav Moshe seems to have a side to say, even on the side you would have nowadays, let's say the owner is owned by a Jew and you have Goyish or Kabbalanim, that's Moshe, they would have such a Metzias. The Maisa, he throws in a swear over there, the Maisa nowadays, things are done by machine. So is that called the guy made it? Do you have Umar Kamesh Shvakli if the machine made it? Let's start it back and forth about that. Okay, that's not, well, Zefner owns the machines. Is that called his mice? Okay, let's start it back and forth. But again, our Mitzvahs is based like this. The people are just, they're not Umnam, they're just workers. Being that just workers, therefore you can go bust the shame of Bailam, whoever owns the factory. The factory is a Jew, it's going to be Jew. The factory is a guy, it's going to be guy. If it's going to be a company which has Shirfim, then that's Sefir Aleph. So the guy who have a shirfis and you buy it off him, then you're going to be chayev. But a totally Jewish owned company is going to be pater. Goyish owned company is going to be chayev, and we're not going to look so much at the workers that was made by Jewish run people. Now, how does it work in terms of someone say maybe some of Uman? Maybe that's Chakazana means maybe.
Like he has like a factory with Uman
there? Yeah, I know. It was just fair. Sorry to understand. Now, Shuvis, when you buy from the Shuv, from the wire Shuv, then you chayv. Yeah, so how does it work with, so you said a Becher is going to be a Potter, so it depends. If it's something which is made out to sell, and it's owned by Jews, then it's going to be a Potter. The only big thing you have to know is a lot of things are made out to sell, are Jewish owned companies, but it's being imported from China. Now, what time is it being imported from China?
Who owns it?
Is it China? Is they're buying from the Chinese and importing it, or is China that they're making it? I don't know. They own it. They have an independent company which is making it. They sold it to a Jewish company. That's why they're going to be chayev. If they have their own company based in China, then it's going to be Potter. So you have to know what's going on. It is an independent Chinese company which is making it. It's their parts, their stuff, and they're selling it to the Jewish company, or the Jewish company owns that factory, and it's their factory, they're making it, they're just paying the workers. A lot of things are not like that. A lot of things are going to be, what?
Made in Israel.
I won't say made in Israel. I'll say Tzertzen.
So how do you know?
What I say? So first, look at where it's made.
Mitzai store.
Mitzai. You have to find out where it's made. If it's made by Jews, or it's made by is made by Jews or is made by a guy.
Even if it's made in China, it could be made
by Jewish. Okay, I have to find out.
No,
now, now they have.
If the yid owns a part of like the metal of the Betty Crocker thing, is that a big
problem? How do you know that? I think they make a kinning on the park.
Sounds pretty strange. What would be the sad? Now, what's the sad? If I what? Okay.
What? The most you.
Fine. So, okay. So, what are they doing with this stuff which says you don't need tefillah? You know, what is that being based on? The places which say they don't need tefillah. So, one or two things are going on. Either it's owned by fully by a Jew. Two, what?
The one made out of solid state.
Or are they own the factory over there? Option number two, what they're doing is that the only time you have over here is a full-fledged kli, and you buy it from a guy. Let's say it's not the kli is not ready to be used. It's a kli which never had a shame kli to it. If the yid goes ahead and mashlim the kli and makes the kli, so never had a shame kli by the guy. Being that never had a shame kli by the guy, then it's going to be potter. And this also is, you had a kli, you had a shem kli, it went from Tumas Akim to Tumas Yisrael, then it can be chayev. If someone was never had a shem kli to it, it never was ready to be shemish tamish, so then the chayev gavna, the divrei hakol is going to be potter. So what they do is that they make it that the Chinese company makes come out everything, and the Jewish company finishes off. That's what they're doing. That's what? So they have a whole bunch of things coming from China, from the gaivet of China. The guy with China, the you ever said the what?
The guy?
I checked into it. It's reliable. In other words, that's what they're doing. Why not? What's wrong? What's that? What's that not to be something on it? You have to make sure they're doing it right. That they're not turkeys and they know what they're doing. That they leave over here, which is not right, and they just finish it off. It's not just a complicated thing to do. It's not really, it's complicated.
Then what is going on basically?
Why is it they make the bottom and you have to?
All
and
all hashkafas are like this.
No, this is negay also. This is negay. They're either telling you it was owned by Jews or it was finished off by Jews. Those are the two things that they're doing. That's the two things. I imagine they can't just put on a sticker without whatever, without getting
the food
that.
Products,
when it's already a clean, it needs a
mice. The what?
When it's already a clean, it needs a mice. Is there a difference
when
it's
a
full clean?
Yeah. I mean, it's a difference. Yeah, yeah. We'll get that in a second. The other thing that doesn't negate anything which you have to assemble in your house. It's not a clean. You have to assemble it to put it together.
Like here, like mamish assemble?
Mamish assemble, not like, we're not talking about food processing to put in the knife. We're talking about something which is like, not, it's not done, it's not Muslim. So therefore, that's something which doesn't have a shame kli yet, and therefore, the chiyai gavna is going to be potter. Fine, now there's another discussion. Chachmas Adam discusses if you have a kli and you want to break the kli. You want to break the kli to make it an ice kli in order to go out and pot. Let's speak about it now for a couple minutes about, go back to electricity. Kli chashmal. Yeah, so we saw, this was put together a couple of stories. We spoke about, you buy a kunkum, do you have to go ahead and be tevil it or not? Or you buy
a crackpot.
You have to go ahead and be tevil or not. So what are the stadim? So stadim number one, we played around with it. Maybe it's called mechuba lekarka. Mechuba lekarka and tumma v'tayra is not tame. So we didn't know where it should be mechuba lekarka. And therefore, it should go ahead and pat you. Somebody told me there were rudiments on that. Who told me that? They used to be saying, well, your father told me there were rudiments, that's right, like that. What?
Grandfather.
Yeah. The Bar Meisher in Tshuva, he doesn't believe an Orthodox rabbi is such a thing, right? So the Lashon doesn't believe any Bar Das is such a thing. The Sheva Lev in Tshuva says not too happy with it. Or Moshe in Tshuva also, when he talks about tabling electricity. He also, the Moshe in Mechizik, they all didn't go with that Svar, and they were not picked up the Svar. What's the Svar? Because Tumav Tair is a very Shver Svar to say something which is a Chibar Kal. You just like plug it in and plug it out, and that's called mechuba lekarka. It's just I don't think most people would think on Shabbos, you're even on Binyan, because you, and that's called a chibur, something which is a chibur kal ba'alma, something which goes on and off, that would not be considered mechuba lekarka, and therefore that's not such a mechuba al dikas
svara. If you drill it into the wall or something?
Oh, yeah. If it's mom drilling into the wall, it's mechuba lekarka.
I mean, what if you like cover the plug with the cap so you
can't
unplug it
either? No, that's not.
Saying,
that's where if you draw it to the wall, the whole kli is a.
That would
not be enough. The second svara which is played around with is the whole yisoid of Tfilas Kelim is a mitzvah deraisa. The isser is. What's the Sish Tamshis? Do I say Darabanan? Darabanan. Why is it say Sish Tamshis? It's Chazal wanting to make sure you do the mitzvah, therefore they go ahead and they said that they ask you for using it until you go ahead and do a mitzvah. So a kli, which is not shaykh, they do the mitzvah. So b'chirei gavet, it's mistaver, they were misakin is Sish Tamshis. What? It's going to break, yeah.
So therefore a coffee machine
would be tough with that? We're talking about Sarah, yeah. That's a svara. That is it. The holy soy is. What?
Try it.
It's
no, if
it has a computer chip, you can't try it.
What?
If it has a computer chip inside that it breaks, you can't try it.
So, where do we have such svaras? Well, let's try a couple places where we had such svaras. So, we had a Kiv Eger and Sef Alf discussing of the big Kalim. The big Kalim, which he says is just too hard to be table. Right, it's over there? Hani Chavis Don Shacharis, Gedulis, and Subas Baber, Sindam Yain Bez Mikva. Vade Chilosam, May Mikva. So, we have something too big to be table. So that's to be similar as far as too big to be table, what's going to be the halacha? So over there, Kivega brings down that he brings down Chuvis Rizav. He says that the only eats is to give it to a guy. Then he says maybe definitely Sunni's tefillah. These are just these chavias are just to kli oitzer. It's not kli suda. Therefore, it's not going to be chayes. So Kivega's machlekes. What are you doing? The big king, which you can't be table. Do you say the side is tough luck? The only eats is to be marm and give it to a guy. Or you say no, it's a kli oitzer. It's not a kli suda, therefore it's going to be part of it. We see Kivager did not seem to say, like, oh, too big, too hard, impossible to tell for them, good to go, and be able to eat it. So similarly, Kivager would not hold of such a svar. You could be marchik and say that maybe yesh lechalik, because over here it's technically possible to do it. Get yourself, get a big mikvah. Get something, get if you make a very big mikvah, and nowadays they could do it, right? There's big humongous mikvahs, and you'd be able to go out and do it. Hashem came, the klichah shema is impossible to be teivel. If you teivel it, it's going to break. Here, it's possible, just a tercha. So possible with a tercha, maybe Chazal said, okay, it's possible to do it. It's very big, you have a problem, it's difficult, it's not worth it, it's hard. So that is a bayah shalcha, it's your problem. Something which is impossible, maybe b'chei gavna, it's going to be different. No, I'm saying it's not okay. Let's try bringing a svar. We'll bring a svar the other way around. Let's say you have a kli on Shabbos. What's the halacha? You can't teivel it. What's going to do the halacha? So over there, we see at the end of the sermon, you have to give it to a guy and things like that. Is that it can't be teivel on Shabbos.
Okay,
we can say right. So that would be a right because over there we can say maybe we can teivel after Shabbos. Therefore, we're not being considered a raya. That's why my father says Tom's the whole time of not being able to travel. He says we could, maybe he could be traveling in snow. Traveling in snow won't get ruined. What?
It doesn't go
in. Okay, wait, there's a lot of snow. Just like on Shabbos, you say, you don't have a kli, I don't have a mikvah right now. You don't say, let's say I'm on vacation, right? You're on vacation, and you're like, oh, you didn't tell my kelim. What do you do? Tough luck, right? I'm out of
snow. Close your eyes and eat it.
What do you say? Where's the hell? So okay, but you don't just say, oh, I don't have a mikveh here. I got that shot once. The guy went to Shver somewhere. He said they have nothing to evil. Like, what do they do?
Get a guy as your partner.
But, back upon me, you don't just say, oh,
You decide to throw it out afterwards.
You
can
get a guy as your partner.
You can't.
One time. You have to go through the eights. If you don't say the fact that I'm just in a matzah right now that I can't, that's going to pat you, but it's going to be chayiv. Mm-hmm. So what's the halacha? What's the halacha mean teivel on snow? Can you teivel snow? His shiva says that b'shas adchak. He wants to say that maybe kli zchuchis. Because shelig's machlekes, he says, and if he says b'shas adchak, he says that you could do it. Hakapanim, so I don't know. There's no real makar to that svar. The only problem is we don't have any real makar to that svar. Too hard, therefore you can't do it. Maybe you have to know also. Did that mitzvah exist? We make chazal. They didn't have the electricity, right? We make chazal. So when they made the Isser Stamps, they said you can't use a Kli Teitova. Now you want to know if they were around nowadays, what would have they said? Okay, probably they maybe they would have said, maybe they would say that that is okay. The whole other thing's a mitzvah, you can't do it. So especially the Rifalis is a nice svar. The whole part is the mitzvah Shabbai, right? Over here, if I teivel it, I don't get the mitzvah either because ruined, right? Can't use it, right? Broke the Kli, so. The thing is not the Tomer Shabbai, it is more to do the mitzvah, right? The mitzvah is to have the Kli in order to use it, but if I table it, it's not a Kli Suda. So, my problem is basically that if Chazal had been around nowadays, they probably, maybe they would have said it, we could debate it. But, what? If, being that Bimei Chazal, they didn't have such a thing, so if they said there's a Chiyuv Tefillah, this is Shtam, that they put in that there's a Tanai, only if you could do it. Like, where would that come from? Why would they do that? It wasn't the Geya. Therefore, Kshuta is Vayashar Asar. Now, Ramesh and Shuva has another story to play around with. He wants to say that when you're being told about some electricity, you can split the electric part and the other part. Because consider two Kalim. Ramesh says that the Kli Kibul and the Chashma part is two different Kalim. Because they're right from Mishnayis and Kalim. Mishnayis and Kalim, we got familiar with it. Mishnayis and Kalim says that if you have two separate Kalim, what? Two separate Kalim. And one of them comes, two kelim are attached, one kelim comes tame, the other one does not become tame. Why? If it's two different stamps, it's two different kelim, then it's not going to be, therefore, one's not going to be tame. Therefore, Moshe says, when you're dealing with electrical appliances, we can spout the actual kli from the electricity chelik, and being, what time is it? Being, what? Okay. Oh, I'll keep that up. Being that, you can spout the actual kli from the electricity chelik of it, therefore, it's to kelim, and if you want to turn the electricity part, you'll have to turn the actual kli part, no time. The Mechitz Yitzchak and Tshuva says, we don't know like that. He says, V'yesh l'chalek between Mishnayis and Kalim, which says that it's where it's two separate Kalim. Here, when one part is the Ikar Kli, and the electricity is between Mishnayis the other Kli, it's not two separate, it's Shtamshis. So you have two separate Kalim, two separate Shtamshis, then you can say, this Chalek is Chayiv, this Chalek is Pater. Over here, the whole Chashmal is between Mishnayis the other thing, therefore, that's not going to be a Hatta. So, Kitzur, what's going to be, Kitzur, the meaning of Oil and the Mice is that we are, yes, Tevil electrical appliances. And the question is, what do you, even with a bracha, we're not chayishes for Sover Mechuber, we're not chayishes for the Moshe V'Derek Kal, and you have to do it with a bracha. Therefore, what are the eitzes when you're being tevil, it shouldn't get ruined? So V'Derek Kal, they say you take a kumkum, you tevil in, you leave it for 4 or 5 days, dry it out, it should be okay. His eitzah of making that doesn't get so wet is you do mayim makdimim. If you wet your hands with water from the mikvah, wet your hands with water from the mikvah, and you cover the part, which is the electricity part, so it's mayim makdimim on the actual plug part, and that's, we saw mayim makdimim, we saw machlekes taz, goyin, ramah, if you put your hand on it and you take it out, it's mayim tlushin, mayim mechubar, mayim hashaka, because Ramesh says that, you know, that could be one eitzah, which one could do, that you could do mayim. What?
Still putting it in.
Still put it in, but won't get as wet, just won't get as wet. Okay, but wait for a second. What, just, no, but if I, when I put something in the water, if I put my hand in the water, it's a chasitza. On top of him. Normally, you tell you something, you have to let go. Normally, I have to let go. Make sure it goes everywhere. If you put my hand on it, then you do my makdim, and that's going okay. Second eighth is giving it to a girl who discusses the Sifta Zayin. The last eighth is the Chacham Sadeh. Chacham Sadeh says, if you give something to Uman Yisrael, to Mefarikit, so there the luck is that if you give it to Uman Yisrael, to Mefarikit, so therefore it's called that the Kli was made a day. The Kli was made a day a Yisrael, and not a day goy. Therefore, if you give it to a Yid, who takes apart the Kli, and is sacking the Kli, so therefore, that's going to part to the Kli. He made it ois Kli, once it's ois Kli, and he's so finished off the Kli, therefore, that's going to make it into shame Kli. Now, there are two important things to say that's going to get this thing. Number one is, ask you something only a professional could do. If a regular person could do, those second Shabbos in Zion and Ches, if you take apart a Kli, which is a head, you can put it back together. Anybody can put it back together, that's not Mavata the shame Kli Shabbai. It's still a shame Kli Shabbai. Ask you something only that you need a Uman to take it apart. If you don't need Uman to take it apart, then it's not going to work. So it can't be just a regular person can do it. That's why you need a professional. There's a big discussion also when you take it apart. Can you just take apart the electricity part? Or not?
Can I hold that separate?
No, not, no. Does that make it ois kli? You have a kumkum, you take apart the plug, and put it back the plug together. Does that make it ois kli? For the mice, you can use it. Or no, the kli is still kli. As a base kibble, you can use it. You can pour water and use it as a pitcher. It still has the same kli. So why? Well? Yeah, so according to Ramesha, who holds the electricity part is separate, is pashut and borrowed, that's not going to work. So anybody who passes like Ramesha and tells you to, it's a tight to the sassy, right? If you're passing a moish, well, it's two separate kelim, so definitely if you take away, and you tell me I want to tell you, if I tell you, like, tell without the electricity part, so you can't tell me in a case where I have a thing where that's not going to be practical and do that, I can take away the electricity, because it's two separate kelim. That's pashut. Even in the world of Mechitz Yitzchak, the shaila is still the kli, is still a kli. When you take apart the plug, and the kli is still a kli, it's not a kilkum, that's a kli. The kli can still use as a pitcher, it can use as other things. Mechitz Shleiman brings down, the Tfilas Kalenberg brings down an interesting story from Shlomo Zalman. He says that if you take apart wires, which are part of the actual kli, the inside, the guf chimum, he said that'll be okay. If it's just a plug, which is outside the kli, he said that's not going to work to go ahead and patter it. Which is interesting. Like, I'm saying, the plug is not a chelik of the kli, and the wires inside, is it? And says more, that's more part of a chelik of the kli, and therefore that's going to patter. Which is interesting. I think, like, the whole chavs of the kli is really that you can warm up, right? So you want to if you say the chavs of the kli is the fact that you warm it up with it, so then even if it took away the plug, the ma'aser right now it's the kli kokol, there's no shimush. If you say, like, oh, that's a bina from Shemazam, or Shemazam to Taina, that only if you take the electricity does not work, only if it's part of the actual wires in the actual kli, if the stuff which is in the chutz kli, then the chay gam and the ma'aser that would not, I guess, the ma'aser that would not work. Okay, let's stop here. Fine.